I'm Aisha Roscoe, filling in for Rachel Martin with your unique holiday traditions. David Peterson of Phoenix, Arizona, decorates his Christmas tree like so many of his neighbors. The only difference is what he's wearing. Nothing but his underwear.
I think back in 1985, I was wearing tighty whities.
Peterson was living far from home for the first time. He had spent every holiday season with his family. That year, he says his loneliness almost kept him from celebrating at all.
As I was 23, I was gay, living in this tiny little town in a state I didn't know for the very first time in my life. I didn't know anybody.
To help him ease into his first Christmas alone, Peterson's parents bought him a small artificial tree.
I stared forlornly at it in its box, sitting in the corner, and I was feeling a little sorry for myself, all alone, so I stripped down to my underwear and I took a nap. And when I woke up, I remembered how happy my mom was when she gave it to me.
His mother had even included ornaments to remind him of home.
So I made myself a drink, and I pulled that little tree from its cardboard constraints, and I set it up. I strung the lights, I hung the baubles, and thought back to my mom and my dad and my brother and my sisters.
A friend encouraged him to make the underwear a yearly tradition. It might be good luck.
So I stripped to my underwear and decorated the little tree again.
Even after moving again and meeting his husband, Peterson continued the tradition, though his husband chose to remain fully clothed. 38 years later, his ornament collection has grown and he's made more friends over the years, but he'll still pour himself a drink and strip down to dress up his much larger tree. It's a reminder, he says, that things get better and that the holidays are what we make of them.
Even if I'm all alone, I'm never really all alone. I'm always out there in somebody's thoughts.